Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us as we do bring you the next collection of tomorrow's stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. We have a fabulous young man on the program this afternoon. He was out in Hawaii at the Hula Bowl, and now he's back in Cincinnati, Ohio, his hometown, getting some rest, and he also played his collegiate football at Tiffin. It's none other than Tyler Richardson. Tyler, welcome to the program today. How's the day treating you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm glad to be here. They treat me pretty good. Just getting ready for them Bengals to play.
Yeah, who day, huh?
Big who day.
Give us the vibe. What's it like being down there in Cincinnati with Joe Burrow and company, ready to make some noise once again?
Oh, yeah. The vibe down in Cincinnati is crazy. It's electric all through the city. Everybody's hoping we go back to the Super Bowl. You can feel it in the air. Even though it's snowing here right now, you can still feel the vibes right now.
Yeah, it's snowing here. Like as we were discussing, I'm based in Youngstown. You're down in Cincinnati, and the snow is coming down. And it might be eventually coming down by 3 o'clock when it arrives in kickoff time in Buffalo. So let's get to it, man. You've been very busy. You were just getting back from the Hula Bowl. Let's kind of start there first. What was it like getting that invitation? And you know as well as anybody, it's just a fabulous opportunity to allow these teams, these scouts, these NFL personnel to know you on a personal level. They see the kid on tape, but now they get to know Tyler Richardson as a man. Can you kind of walk and talk us through that experience?
Yeah, the Hula Bowl experience, just getting invited was like a blessing. Just being a Division II athlete and a Division II cornerback, sometimes we don't get that exposure, you know, and just being out there around a lot of the FBS guys and some of the FCS guys, it just opens your eyes up to new opportunities. And then just seeing the scouts and how I turned some of the heads when I was down there, it just showed that they see it on film, and then they see it in person. They're like, okay, he can play. And then when you go and talk to them in these interviews, it just makes it even better, and they can see the type of person I am. And I loved every minute of it.
And for you, making the most of that opportunity, and as you said, a D2 kid, it's such a big, impactful moment to make that presence felt. Was there anything in particular that you really wanted to imprint or, like, just stamp down? I mean, was there any questions about your game that you kind of didn't need to show or prove to them in that short amount of time during your audition out in Hawaii?
I think I had a little chip on my shoulder, as in they wanted to know if I could play at the next level, wanted to know if I could play higher competition. And I never run from it. I never run from adversity. I never run from any competition. I love competition. So just being out there proving it and showing different things that I'm capable to do was phenomenal, honestly.
Excellent stuff. And go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, just having the guys embrace me down there. Like, I had a couple guys tell me, like, man, you might want to be the best corner I play with. I'm like, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, that does put some validation, probably put some pep in the step and just helps that confidence grow, especially at this point where any encouragement, any positive feedback goes such a long way into the mental, you know, aspect of getting ready for all the integral things that are going to come with being in your position. Let's rewind it. Let's go back to the Pop Warner Pee-wee days. Was Tyler Richardson the better athlete? Were you the kid basically scoring one touchdown after the next during the Pop Warner Pee-wee days?
Pop Warner Pee-wee days, I would say my whole team was like a legit team. So, like, you had a ball in their hands, anybody could score. It was crazy. Like, our team used to go out of town, and you could get a ball to one guy, he'll score. You get a ball to the next guy, he'll score. I was a real fast kid. So I used to get reverses and stuff and take off or fly down the field and catch an open pass or something like that. I even played DN. So just getting off the rush and making sacks in Pee Wee was great.
I love it. So kind of take us through. So you're doing your thing. You got the speed. You got the athleticism from the get-go. You go to LaSalle, Ohio powerhouse high school. I mean, you're dominant. How did you kind of fall into that DB role, Tyler?
Honestly, I started off as like a slot receiver. And it was probably my freshman year at LaSalle. And they were like, let's see if you can play a little bit of DB. I'm like, okay. And like the first 707, like half line, I got a pick six on a hitch route, and it was like, okay, yeah, you're coming to the varsity camp, and you're going to be playing corner. I was like, okay.
So you just took it in stride. It felt good. It felt natural to you.
Yeah, it felt very natural. Honestly, I pick up things pretty naturally on the football field, so like receiver, DB, anything that I can learn quickly, I can pick it up pretty fast. It's a unique little trait.
Fantastic. Once again, Tyler Richardson, the standout Tiffin defensive back here on the C2P. If you folks ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available to download at your leisure. Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your podcasts, you know you can make those available to use on your own. So, you know, we're talking about you being out at the Hula Bowl, and there's a reason. You're on the NFL radar. You're a 2023 legit draft prospect. What do you think they love about you? When they pop that tape on, Tyler, what do you think are those hallmark home run abilities that they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
I think what jumps off the board, honestly, is my length. I have a 77 and, like, 64-some-inch wingspan. and then I can run. I can run with anybody. I haven't played in the slot. I've played in the outside corner. I've played the free safety. I can run sideline to sideline. I think that just jumps off the chart right there when they see that. But then again, when you see me in a game, if you come to a game, you see the leadership roles, you see the leadership skills that I intake. And I don't try to be hard on people, but I know how to try to get on people to try to get this win.
I love it. And you mentioned that. So when you were talking about, you mentioned earlier in the show that you were real, real fast as a kid and they were giving you reverses. So that speed remains intact. That's one of your values right now. Fair enough?
Yes, sir. That speed remains intact. That's my bread and butter right now.
that type of bread and butter is better than steak and potatoes right there. Because that speed, people love speed. And especially the DB position, you can't find a guy that's fast enough. And a guy in your predicament, it's a wonderful, wonderful trait to have. You mentioned your leadership skills, and this is your podcast. We know NFL guys do listen in. Does anything else need to be mentioned in terms of things they can't see off on tape? Could be weight room, film junkie, weight room warrior. Maybe you're great in the community. Maybe Tiffin didn't ask you to run a certain defense where you played man or you played zone. Anything else to add to fall in their good graces?
I'm just an overall savvy guy and just a overall good teammate, good person. Just like Tiffin, if you go to Tiffin and ask about me, they have a as soon as you walk into like the athletic center, they have a poster of me and say, "Meet Tyler." So, so I think just my presence being around, I've been told I just make the presence feels better. Just me being there in the room, just lighting up the room with my big smile and just showing the guys it's more than life than just, you know, catching the ball and just running, like just learning the actual people that's in your locker room, you know?
I feel it. Yeah, Tyler, I felt the same when we start talking on the phone. You just come across as a charismatic, fun-loving young guy. You can just sense it. You can feel it when you speak. Does that kind of exuberate into the huddle? I mean, are you the guy that keeps things calm but keeps things loose and just, you know, just as you said, a leader, but you do it in a vibe, but you really keep it in a positive way?
Definitely, definitely. I definitely see myself as that type of person, a leader, but I'm a always still be loosely with you, still understand your problems, still try to put myself in your shoes because everybody goes through different things. So I just try to take a little bit of everybody and try to encourage everybody just as they encourage me.
Now, let me ask you this, because you do come across as a super nice kid. Third and eight, you're playing against a trash-talking wide receiver that's been gnawing at you all game. What's it like lining up against you? Are you chatty back, or you just kind of remain in vogue and just kind of remain quiet and upbeat?
Honestly, I think it depends on the game. If you're talking trash and you're down 50, I don't need to say much back. But if you're talking trash and it's a pretty close game, you might hear a little bit out of me just for me to get in your head just a little bit. Once again, we are DBs and we like to nat at you just a little bit to see if we can push that limit, you know, because I like to pick up what I say, so I want to see if you can back up what you say.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Tyler Richardson, the standout Tiffin DB here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. Tyler, we're almost out of time, and it's been a pleasure to have you on. And we just say, you know, best luck moving forward as we go through this process. But before we let you go, we like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off the wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah.
All right. Now, it could be anybody on the Tiffin coaching staff, but was there any particular coach had a big, big pet peeve during practice? It's an absolute no-no. If you, your teammates, or anyone was caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
Ooh. Okay. My guy, Coach Price, the D-line coach, he does not like walking on the field. Do not even attempt to walk, even if it's after practice, before practice, you're getting stressed, you going to run on that field, jog, do something.
It's funny that you said that. We had a guy on yesterday. I asked him the same question. He said they had a coach, he would actually get mad if the kids walked through the walkthrough. He said you even had to have like a pep in your step during walkthrough.
Yeah,
you got to
have
a little
jog in your step through the walkthrough.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that was kind of crazy. And lo and behold, that was the first time I heard it. Now I've heard it in back days. Let me ask you this one, because you guys are the defensive version of the receiver, so you kind of get that diva label. If football wasn't in your future and the National Football League wasn't in your future, are we more likely to see Tyler Richardson as a male model or the lead singer of a boy band?
That's a tough one because I think I look pretty good. But maybe more so of a lead in a boy band. Maybe more. That's more my route.
Oh, fantastic. And how about this one? The final question before we let you go this afternoon, and you watch your Bengals take on the Buffalo Bills. Draft week rolls around. Hooday. I assume you're going to be with family and friends as you await to hear your name come off the board or find out where you land. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made for you, Tyler, as you celebrate this journey into the National Football League?
Oh, this is easy. Hands down, my mom. My mom is the best cook in my family, hands down. I'm not asking my sister to make anything. I'm not asking my uncles. My mom is she's already a caterer, so she knows what she's doing in that kitchen. And I probably just want some sliders.
Oh, nice. You know what? You're not too far away, Tyler. I might make my way down to Cincinnati during draft weekend just to catch mom's cooking. So.
Hey, come on. You're always welcome. I'm telling you.
Listen, I've been known to crash draft parties. So just keep that in the back of your mind.
You ever heard the saying, mi casa, su casa?
I'm sorry?
You ever heard the saying, mi casa, su casa? My house is your house.
Yeah. All right. And same here. If you ever need a place to stay in Youngstown, you're more than welcome. Tyler, fabulous opportunity to get you on the show and allow you to share with our draft audience. We appreciate your time. Good luck to you and your Bengals. And listen, man, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you arrive in the National Football League.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate the opportunity, you guys, even talking to me, man.
Thank you, man. Once again, that is Tyler Richardson, the standout from Tiffin here on the C2P. Big impact guy out at the Hula Bowl and kind enough to take some time here on a snowy Sunday afternoon in the state of Ohio as he prepares to watch his Cincinnati Bengals take on the Buffalo Bills. Big shout out again to Tyler Richardson.
This has been a C2P exclusive.